So let us start with a new topic on Kosh Mishpat, new Shaila. Perhaps Shaila like this. There's a bunch of kids, like the Uma we're playing about, and they play with fire. That's what Love Burma is about, kind of. And this particular boy decided to build a bonfire in the middle of a park. And he actually built it in the nicely renovated park where they just put new rubber down for the slides and the swings. Of course, fire and rubber don't go too well together, and it creates huge damage. This child built it and lit the fire, creating a huge damage. Now, there's a claim. There's a claim from the city. They just don't know who damaged. There's a claim in the Mufassel. Does anyone know what happened over here? We would like to contact the person. And the kid, being a decent kid, so to speak, told his parents about what happened. And now the parents come to face him with a shaila. Do they need to even inform the area of what happened? Because if they don't, know full well the consequences of that, it is that they're going to be held responsible for the damage their kids did. So the kids said,
yes. I thought you were not kind of for your child family, but you have to get
halakhically, maybe.
No, you want to talk about the area.
Area,
the secular authorities.
Ah, yeah, but not the secular
authorities. Know full well, if the parents of the kids inform the area that their child built this bonfire Lag BaOmer, which destroyed the rubber park, newly fresh, thousands of shekels, they full well, the result of that is the area will make a claim against the family, the parents, to pay, and they will be successful in the Goyish secular society to actually enforce that payment against the parents. The child is under age. So now they come to base the parents and say, look, are we your lawyer to inform the area of what our kid did? Basically, are we really obligated under any system to pay for this? Because that's what's going to be the result. So, what does everyone say? Is a child mechuyev to pay for damages when he's up to the age of bar mitzvah?
No.
Of course not. He's not. Everyone knows that. Especially my share, everyone knows that by now. The shaila is what about the parents? The child is under the limits, right? But are the parents obligated in the damage which their child did? Are the parents in our halacha obligated to pay for the damage that their parents did?
You said Moshe Katani earlier?
I don't think so. So let's see if Rabbi Yaakov is correct in his feelings. There's a Maramok number one. We'll see what everyone, what to be introduced on this Maramok number one. There's a paper over there, if you want to have it. On the paper, please. Yeah? Okay. So Maramok number one says like this. In the Gemara, Baba Kama, Dav Kelizah. Cher is shows of a cotton. One of the person is a cotton, a child's underage. Pekir Sarah. If you get involved with them, then it's just bad news. Why? Because our clothes are bad. If you damage a child, chayv, of course you're chayv to him. For him, she'chiv l'bachem, if they damage you, for doing that, release some pain. Don't be like to get involved in it. Okay, that's in respect to them. What about the parents? So let's carry on with Mishnah. And can we deduce what's the din of parents? However, also a bad idea to hang around with slaves, or Jewish slaves, slaves that belong to, Jewish slaves belong to Jewish people. All Israel, all women, married women. فقیر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے فائدہ سے why? say why is it? اخوی کو پہن خائف you damage them you're obviously obligated to pay فہن شغیر و باقیم تجرم they who damage you also they don't have to pay افو nevertheless even though they're off the hook افو مشالیم اخوز وان they could come to pay at a later stage. This married woman, this Evers, could actually damage a potter, but they could come to pay at a later stage. In an example, this Garshi Isha, a woman gets divorced, and now she's no longer under the jurisdiction, monetary ownership, monetary hold of the husband, she's now divorced. She has to now pay for what she did. Nishtarta Evers, or the Evers, gets set free, and he's now a free man, his own rights. Now he has to pay for what he did when he was an Evers, tied to some of that stage. So, what can we deduce from him in respect to a parent paying for his child's damage? Does he need to pay a lot?
No.
Not. Why? How can you deduce it from this that a parent doesn't need to pay for his child's damage? How do you deduce it, of course?
Well, if you temporarily lose money, Mishnah budges to give this case. In the first case, there was nothing common to this case, it simply were money.
Okay, so the deduction, I'm speaking out for Mr. Goffman's very clear deduction, he says, if you're dealing, there seems to be two categories. If you're doing Chesh as a bottom, that's one result. If you're doing an Evident or Esha, a married woman, that's another result. Evident Esha, you don't pay, but you may get paid sometime. That's what the wording of the mission is. But in the third category, Chesha, the bottom, including a child under age, it says you're a potter. It doesn't say that you're only paying everything like that. Sounds like from that, and the Chesha is correct, yeah, in Halacha, that potter is nothing. You're potter, forget about it. There's no way that you're ever going to see money. With Evident Ishtar, maybe you'll one day see the money. But with the potter, there's no such thing as one day seeing the money. If so, we can make a deduction from here. If it says you're off the hook, that means you're off the hook, legamri, that means there's no money ever going to be had. The father, also you don't have a claim, otherwise you could say, okay, the child's not going to pay. I'll go to the parents. Obviously, that's not an option. Obviously, we can't go to the parents, and even the parents are off the hook. Okay? So it seems to me we should be saying to, in basically to this family, so you don't need to tell the area, because you're not going to pay, and they're going to make you hard to pay, and when somebody makes you hard to pay what you're not going to pay, when you don't want to pay, what's going to be the offer of that money?
Neighbor.
It's called Kaneva. You're causing the area to steal from you, and be over Israel.
When it says potter, does it mean potter is in a vase in your corner, you know, outside the place, but it means Bidei Shamayim?
Bidei Shamayim, maybe there's an Indian of a Bidei Shamayim. That's a discussion in post-game where a child has a din Bidei Shamayim. We did speak about it once before, and he said really tell us on the age of the child. If his mom has no control of emotions or logic, he's too young to do that, then he's going to be not even Chayav B'Din Shamayim. If he has an older age, maybe he's the child's Chayav B'Din Shamayim. But that's not the nosa of the parents, nothing to do with the parents, such a thing. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov.
If the Gemara said that in the case of 11, possibly when it goes to read, they have the chance to get paid.
Yes.
In the case of a married woman, she
gets the ball.
The possibility, why don't they should be the same thing with a child when he gets older?
Obviously, that was obviously true that even when he gets older, you're not alive.
But they don't stay there.
That's just so, why? Because there's no opportunity.
There's
no opportunity. They only say opportunities, not there's no opportunity.
Let me see by your hands, in the company, in the future. Because the state remains. By the time I can see what he's saying, because what happened is the sign that there is, because it's in a hero. It's because the damage is staying, just the cotton is a cotton, it prevents it. Or we can say, no, the damage is gone, okay. Because it's cotton.
Very good, Hakira, but we can answer Hakira with this statement and saying, obviously, a child damaging is not called a damaged at all, so therefore you can't get him at a later stage. Well, as a Muslim, a grown up woman who's married, just because she's married doesn't mean she didn't do an act of damaging. She did do an act of damaging. Yes, you've got no money to get hold of her because nothing belongs to her. If there's ever a place where she has her own money, then you can get it, and that's your case, for example, when she gets divorced. Okay, so I'm going to ask Shaila, Charles burning down Allah Ba'omer, the newly rubber park, which now the area is interested in. If you did it, you don't need to form the area, because if you do, they make a bit of money which is not due to them, which is to make. Okay. So now, okay, that's the end of the Shaila. Of course, it's not, as we say, we've got many Malamokomas over here, obviously, it's not so cautious. So let's go to another Shaila. Let's go to another Shaila, which you may, on the surface, feel it's got nothing to do with what we're discussing, but you'll see it's got something to do with discussing. Let's go to another Shaila. Clear our pockets. We have a new Shaila. What's the Shaila like this? Let's go step by step. A person comes to the hospital, and he needs to diagnose, he needs a kidney transplant. Okay? To get a kidney transplant, what do you need to do to get a kidney transplant? What do you need to do?
Tell somebody to donate.
So, they do all matching tests, and they find out the one in the whole family, first they do the family, that's the obvious one. The one that's available to get a kidney that fits is a child. A child under the age of bummies. Under the age of bummies. Okay. So the question is, can the father take that kidney for the child? Or not? Now he's only got a few more years before he does a baptism. So can he take that kidney from the child or not? So what do you think?
No.
If you take something from somebody without consent, what's it called?
Geneva.
Is this called geneva to take the kidney from the child? Is that called geneva?
It's not Geneva, he still cannot do it because he didn't
is
do
it. Is it called Geneva?
No.
Why is it not called Geneva?
Child doesn't own anything.
Child doesn't own his own body.
Very interesting thing. Does he own his own body?
You're saying the child can never own. I bring a proof that child can own something. There's a lot of like a Rashba brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. That child does work for somebody and has owed wages and gets paid that money. The money midaraisa belongs to the child, not to the parents.
Okay, it means he can own, if he owns his body.
So he owns his body. Now to take therefore the kidney which he owns, the child, is that called geneva? For the father to take such a kidney?
To take the father take the money that he
earns. No. I feel maybe he still can. Why? Because we have a situation with marriage, each woman owns something and still husband can take it.
But he just bought something. This is his by nature, it belongs to him.
No, he does not belong to. I think he cannot do it for different reasons.
I'm asking my reason. Yes?
I can't call it a neighbor, but it doesn't make it smoother.
Okay, why can't you call it a neighbor? Let's call it what it is. If you take something without consent, it's called geneva. Is consent of the child considered consent?
No.
So therefore, when you take the child, even if he says yes, is it called you're taking with consent or without consent?
Consent.
So then if you take something without consent, the kidney, without consent, what's it called? Geneva. So you can't. That's halacha. Halacha is you can't take the kidney without the child, even with the child agreeing. You can't take it. Okay. That's not us driving it. Okay. So now, what's the din if a goy comes to ask a question? Can a goy take a kidney of his child without consent?
Of the goy's child?
Of the goy's child. His own child. The goy has his own child.
What do you
do? I'm asking what they do. Can they take without consent or the, so to speak, consent of the child is not consent? Can they take? Halachically, can a boy take a kidney from his own child? Is it called gezel or not gezel for the boy? If it is, he's 5 minutes. So, can he do it? based on the mission of the environment.
They don't have a common concept of age of consent, bar of bat mitzvah, do they call it?
Do I have a certain thing? Yes, they don't have. But can they take out consent?
I think based on your question, even I don't know why they could.
They could. Now, why? Okay, let's look at the Ram. And then we'll take the side. There's not yet the side.
What was it? Yes or no?
You see, it was speak on the Rambam. If you didn't hear the answer, at least it was speak on the Rambam. The Rambam says, number two. Evet hakur, Efot hakurna evetoni. Somebody acquires a ever to the goy. Mina akum from another goy. He bought this ever from another goy. Have they ever those chronicles offer? A Jew buys a goyish slave from a goy, that goy which you bought from this goy is now an ever canon. Okay. The chay, and similarly, Mocha Bolov Nosaf, if the goy sells his child, his children, son of a boy, a girl, it's also that considered a valid sale, and that child now becomes an ever canon to the Jew. Shneema, how do I know that Goy can sell his child? Says, Mehem tiknu umish bachtan. You can buy for them, and you can buy them. You can also buy their family. You can also buy their family. Which goes with them and lives with them. For Goy, it's good sale, and now that child is considered Ekhna. So we see from this Rambam that a Goy in relationship to his child is a table, is a chair. He owns the table, he owns the chair, he can sell the table, he sells the chair. His child is a chair table, he can sell his child as well, because the child belongs to the goy. So it's a, if so, when our side is, can the goy take from his underage child the kidney without consent? What's the answer?
Yes.
Even if the child says, no, you can still take it because the goy owns him. He owns his kidney, doesn't need his consent. Okay. Now here's the sign of that cave. Came in front of Pisces or Kachon. Gave the answer, what's the concern? The following sign. Pastor comes to hospital, needs a kidney transport. Reuben came to hospital, needs a kidney transport. Reuben's Jewish. Fine. He has a child that matches him. Say that he says you can't take from the child, so that makes sense. But here's the difference. Reuben's Jewish, correct, but how is he Jewish? He's a ger. He became Jewish. And his child hasn't become Jewish.
He's a ger.
And he's a boy. The child is a god. Now what do you do there? Can the Jew take from his biological child, which is a boy, the kidney? So to speak, without consent, because it's not the promise, so it doesn't mean anything. There is a proper Jew who can't. A goy can. What's the name of a ger for his biological child? Ask one of the Gedolim, that's Shai.
So it should be Pasher. Because before he converted,
yes,
this child belonged to him like a goy, like a child. So it belonged to him. So what? Because now he converted, it's his child, it still belongs to him.
Let me, what's that? It's not the desire to say that it's their child. What happens when you become a ger?
Yes? You're a newborn.
We're
not connected to each other.
So much we're not connected. What does the halacha really allow you to do?
You
can even marry them because they're not connected. Right. So therefore, you're no longer your child.
Right.
So what do we say? And when is a boy, you tuck it over to him. But now you become a ger, you no longer are related. You can even marry them.
Yes. Right.
So therefore, if you're not related, then even a goy can't sell something which is not his child because it's not his. So it's not related. So maybe you're also in. So what do you say?
I think he can do it for all the reasons.
No, I don't want new reasons. Yes.
When we say that a goy can take it from his child, it's only defined the relation between father and child, not child and father. In other case, then this father to child, very important that father has title goy. As soon you lose this title, then you cannot take kidney neither from
Goy
child or a Jewish child.
Okay, so you're saying that a Jew, Mr. Gomez say, what's your Jew? Then you've got halachas of a Jew, obviously. And that included one of our halachas is that your child is not your piece of furniture. That's what Mr. Gomez says.
Even his child.
That's right, even his child. So for both reasons, you say. Okay, so let us see a tshuva from Zecha le Yitzchok. Yitzchok Achonon
spends it. I feel I'm in trouble.
And he says the following words. Up the gas in this guy can cotton, so no that's on me. Even though Gab and Hamshush is a newborn creation. Vain and Nashushuv Kabano and is not now considered his child anymore. Achenee, the Zera, the Zavorn, the boy Kruva. That's only in respect to halachos of relationship and marrying relationships that it's not called a relationship. Mashain Hatzin, this halach of the Ranga. This halacha, you can sell your child because the child belongs to you when the person is a goy. It's not shach the concept that once you become Jewish, you are no longer a newborn and therefore you never have an ownership over this child. So therefore, Nira Kibbutz Ha'av Mofes B'noah B'din B'nei Ma. Since when he's a goy can sell off his child because it's a visa manager. Shogam Kodesh Ha'avim Shalom. The Kibbutz again, Havika Ben Kehetzim. Therefore, the son is basically a child, is like a slave. In the eyes of the goyim, in the halachas of goyim, a child of a goy is basically a slave. Of course, you own a slave, yes? You own a slave. A goy owns a slave. So, all we extended is that by goy, the child is also a slave. No, so it's just another slave. Which you can see. Now, what's the din of a goy becomes a ger? What's the din of avotim? They still belong to him or don't belong to him?
Belong to
him. Of course, he still belongs to him. In chair, tables, even though he comes through, it still belongs to him. Eved still belongs to him. The child who's an Eved, also, if he comes Jewish, also still belongs to him, even though he's Jewish. So, here it is Kiddush. Person comes Jewish and he wants to eat carbon Pesach. One of the halachas of carbon Pesach is if you want to eat carbon Pesach, you have to make sure that everyone in your house has had bris milah. What does everyone in the house of Israel have? All your children and all your slaves. A person becomes Jewish and his child doesn't become Jewish, he's still a goy. Yeah? And now you need to bring carbon Pesach. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Ha'Chonon, you're required to make sure that that goy has bris milah before you do carbon Pesach. Because that goy is your slave. Even nowadays, there's such a thing as a slave. It's ma'akif in Kompesach, unless he has bris milah. So this goy will now have to have bris milah, even though he's a goy, and stays a goy, and because he's not a seal slave. And you call it Kompesach Axis. Huge tradition. So now, you see, the answer therefore, the Gozal says to this,
David,
Reuven, who comes and says, look, I need a kidney. The child is still a goy, I'm Jewish. The child is a goy, he's matching, can I take it? Without halakhic consent, because even if you're not, it doesn't mean anything. Yes. The answer is,
yes.
You can, because he is still your slave.
That's not very related, very fundamental question.
Okay.
I can't go chopping arms off slaves, legs off slaves, and bits and pieces off the slaves. All these things. So where does this concept come at all? That you can? He's at here's a table. I can take his head off if I want.
You can't kill him. There's halachas about slaves.
So
kill him. But it's something which doesn't interfere with his life. And therefore I can take of anything that belongs to him, it's belongs to him. Obviously I can't take his heart, because that's the end of his life. but something which doesn't interfere with him living as a person, then I have monetary rights over to take whatever is monetary belongs to him is monetary mine, and that doesn't interfere with his life. That's my ownership over him. That's why I'm talking specifically about kidney.
So right now you make breach very clear to first child.
Very clear. Okay, so now we'll go back to our chapters with now. How's this relevant to our first sailor of the fire in the park that burns the rubber park, thousands, and you're off the hook because you're not more clear to pay for your child's damage? So let me tell you that extra information in this case.
He was the one kidney. This was just the one kidney in your door right now. he's in your tails right now. He's like
slaying. I'm not the father again.
Yeah. Everything to
this. What happens in this family is like this. The family were going, and they were Megaya, the whole family. All of them became Jewish. But in Italy, in a place that's called a basin, just with a spine, but not a real basin. None of the gayness was Hulk. Came to Eretz Israel to find out about this problem, and the basin say, well, we're willing to beguile you now, let's wait for the child to grow up a bit. To bar mitzvah to see whether it's really appropriate to beguile him. Because we're not so sure that the environment he will stay in the right. So we don't want to take our price of beguiling a cotton in this type of family. So we beguile you, but not the child. Child has to wait. So now, that child damaged. That child damaged. So up to now we've been looking at the child as your child anxious, child is bottom, and the father's bottom. But now it's a different child. It's not the child's damage. What is the child in the halakhic cause? He's called a slave. One slave that damages, are you mechuyav to pay? Yes. Are you mechuyav to pay if your slave damages? Yes.
No.
That is now the correct definition of the shayla in front of us.
Slave will pay later.
Right. Right. So now we have to analyze this shayla. Okay. So, let us see Maramokha number 4. It's a Mishnah, and maybe the people in the Baba Kama Shir will recognize this Mishnah. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Arim Sadukim. The Sadukim, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. They always want to make problems for us. So they're coming on the Sadukim and saying,
we're just in the dark.
They just want to make problems. So, the Sadduqim come along to the Rabbonim and say in the Mishnah, look, we're going to ask a question. We also learn Gemara, but not to live Gemara, just to cause problems. Yeah. And the people, unfortunately, in our circles, who are proper Jewish, who learn Gemara in the same fashion, like the Sadduqim. But we won't talk about them. So, it comes along to the Sadduqim and say, Ma im shali bafamari say the five mitzvahs, just as if your ox damages, and obviously the ox are not five mitzvahs, the ox are not close to the mitzvahs, and the ox damages chayim and the chayim for the zogim. Of course, the owner is going to be chayim for the damage which the ox causes. Afti ba'afti, one slave. So I need to find them in this, where the owner is mechuyev to make sure that they do mitzvahs. The owner of a slave is mechuyev to make sure they do mitzvahs. And the din should have to tell, for sure he should be chayev to pay for the damage which the slave does. If he's chayev to pay for the damage for what his ox does, where he's not mechuyev to give chinuch to his ox, and still is chayev whatever his ox does, kol shekei, says the Sadduqim, that you're mechuyev for the damage which your slave does, with who you are mechuyev to mechalek. So, what do the Rabbanim answer? All will they have? Low. Not comparable. Not good comparison. If a Martin Bishari Mahomari to Abraham, that's the reason why you're trying to pay when your ox damages is because the ox has no single. There's no single. Term of Ba'afdi Ramsi by slave. The Asian does, they have certain symbols. They know what's correct and right and wrong and things in the world, what's appropriate to do. That if they want, they can have a whole plan in their head to create problems to their master, and they go purposely out to damage people to make their master obligated to pay, and that's the whole plan. They're using their seichel to do such a thing. Then we're not going to allow such a tochnit to go ahead, and therefore the master is released from pain. So why do I want to say the master doesn't need to pay? Because since the Eved has a seichel, and we see he may be doing a plan on purpose to purposely damage people, to create problems to his master, why would he want to do that? Why would he want to purposely create problems to his master?
This is
what
it is. He master.
More than that.
It's
possible
for everybody.
This slave has caused me $10,000 worth of damage every week. I'm not going to carry on. Let's just get rid of him. So the Emma knows that. I've got a plan to get myself free. Just go around and watch everybody in love. And that way he pays to get me free. Since we know that he's got such a seichel, so therefore we're not going to allow such a thing to take place, and therefore the master doesn't have to pay. That's the wording of the Mishnah. So, the end of the day, let me ask you the question. Now, hearing this Mishnah, we're not saluchim. We obviously don't care what they say. According to the Chochomim, what's the halacha? Does a master pay for his slave's damage, or doesn't pay for his slave's damage?
Does not pay.
Does not pay for slave damage,
right?
Okay. That is muskil. Everyone agrees to such a thing.
No. Right. I have one thing which you even dispute. If they say the slave less power because slave very intelligent and try to put master on trappers, then why is they not paying? It is what I said. It is what the
amazing.
Right now, we need to investigate. I don't have an answer. The child belongs to this category, even his life.
So let me word it in a different fashion.
Right.
Why do the Chachamim say that when one slave damages, you do not pay? Why did the Chachamim say that? What was the reason at the end of the day? Why don't you pay? If you want to close the window and make everyone cooler, you can.
Yeah, because I had a problematic there that we don't want the slave to use this as a technique to get free.
A gazera. What do you mean gazera? They can never have a slave who's not in the Bible commission. Anyone explain why one is not obligated according to the wording of this Rabbanon for paying for the damages of one slave? Why?
Because I probably have the power to take away my
essence. So you're saying, really, you are obligated, but the Chachamim took away.
Right.
Why did they take it away? Why did they take it away? What did the Rabbanim say the reason they took it away?
To protect the master.
What does he need protection from? Why would the slave want to do damage? Okay. So he's got safe. Okay. What's the din, therefore, when the slave is a cotton under a mitzvah 5 or 6 year olds? Will the Rabbanan still say your potter or not say your potter, based on that logic?
Look,
what would logic tell me? Are you potter or not potter? For a slave is under bamis. What's the difference between what the slave under bamis? Has he got seichel or he's got no seichel? He's got no seichel. What's the reason why they took it away from the obligation. Because they asked people. So therefore, it should come out as a husband that an advent cotton who has no seichel, there's no reason to take it away. If there's no reason to take it away, what should now be that offer? A chaitame or possibly? Chaitame. Okay, so that is our question over here. There's Charles, who's a boy, because the Gerrit wasn't done properly. Who's halakhic is considered your evidence? According to the now that he's a boy, he's considered your evidence. If it's your evidence, do you must have to pay? Normally not, but he's cotton, and the reason why he doesn't normally pay is because of his sickle, but he's a cotton, has no sickle, so maybe over here, it's the effort which you do have to pay for. That is the shine of the cosmos. Okay, let's see, we're holding time. So let us lay on the table two opinions from the Rishonim, which will make enough really of Zohar, and we'll discuss Halacha next week, which opinion is correct. Look at number 5. Says the Me'iri. In the beginning of Babakim, that's how it came up for the Babakim of the people. Tiknah Vachomim. It's a special Tachomim. It took away the Chiv. Because Gezerah, because of a reason, they're worried. Sheva Yatina, Rabbi Yezah, Yezah, you should make me do it on purpose. Finish the Machai, the Rabbi Choyom, and make sure that the art master gets, have to be paid every day. And therefore, he gets himself free. I, the Sheva Tom Bishogun, Mialzi's Chayat, I maybe should say, well, in a case where the Evans damaged, not on purpose, he damaged by mistake. He can't get damaged, but he damaged by mistake. If he damaged by mistake, is it, you see, is this damage part of his man?
No.
So therefore in that case, you should be
fine.
You know that? So what about the sin of a shogeg? Says the Mi'ri, Sheva Tova B'shogeg means the Haifa, maybe you should make obligate the owner when it's shogeg, when it's not part of a man. I ain't going to answer, there's no reason there. So no, he's hired. Why? Because Abu Marana, he'll trick people and say, maybe it was us, because he really did a purpose, but he looked, he'll make out that he did the show. Walk around like this, like that. And people think I did the show, but he really did the basis. One worries that if we allow shogeg to machayev the master, then the eved will use that also to machayev the master. So, what's the meaning of the whole thing? That the etzem, when we know for sure that it's not part of the fan, what's the halacha according to Miri? If you know for sure it's not part of the fan, you are. It's only because it could be part of the fan, then you're going to be positive. Is a cotton could be part of that or not? Could the problem was in the cotton?
No.
Definitely not. No. So according to the Meiri, by cotton who can't have a plan, according to the Meiri, what's our lover?
Right.
You're higher. Let's see the shit of the confessors. That's the Meiri. So according to the Meiri, you are higher by cotton, because it's not part of the plan. We know it's not part of the plan. According to Shit, he says different words. He says like this, Kloma. Eved v'ama v'atai. By Eved v'ama, you don't need to pay, because yes, the Shomo is impossible to look after them. It's impossible to look after an Eved and an Ama, so therefore, you're not required to look after an Eved and Ama. And you only have to pay on things which you're required to look after, and you don't look after. And the Eved, who is impossible to look after, because he has plans, so therefore the Torah never required you to look after a Potter. And therefore, that's why you're Potter, because you're only hired when you're required to look after something, and you don't do your job. By the Eved, the Torah never required you ever to look after Eved, because the Torah knows it's impossible to look after Eved when he wants something in his head. According to that, is it a tachona or the rice to din that a master is potter from paying the rice? What is this? I don't want anyone to come and explain. Is it tachona or the rice? According to this, we say the Torah took away your obligation of shmira, looking after an eved? If so, if it's a derisive, is there any reason to machalik and halacha now between being a kotzen or being a gotzel by an eved?
No.
The Torah doesn't do these pick and choose. Doesn't pick and choose. Torah says a kotzen and a parsha is not something we want to have on you, any obligations of looking after. Because there are scenarios where he will use this against you and you won't be able to protect yourself. So we took away, the Torah says, we took away your obligations by all avotim to look after. If you have no obligation to look after avotim, it doesn't matter what age, and they damage, are you ever going to be chayav? No, because the chiyuv is only if you have an obligation, you don't do it. I've never had an obligation. So according to the sitter, in our case, where the child is underage and is in Eved Kotzen, who damages, are you required to pay?
No.
No. So therefore, our shayla is a machlokas rishonim between the Me'iri and the Shitta, where you're going to be chayav to pay for that Eved Kotzen that damages. Next week, Mr. Shem, we'll see the post-game, what their halacha is.